He has done everything well.
Well,
it's interesting. Those people didn't see him in front of that woman, the Syrophoenician woman, right? Who came to him, falls down at his feet. Her daughter has an unclean spirit in her. And Jesus, our Jesus, what he says to her, it's just unbelievable, right? It is not right to take the children's food and give it to the dogs. An ethnic slur out of the mouth of Jesus. And if James is correct, right? Anyone who is showing partiality, here's Jesus, and his job, his task, is to bring the kingdom of heaven into the reality that and into the consciousness of the children of Israel. That's his task, he thinks. He's trying to get Israel to see it. And there's no room for anyone else right now, for Jesus. He's been exhausted by the children of Israel who have run him out of his own town, who have he's fed them, he's healed them, he's cast out demons, all of these things, and it seems like he's not getting very far and he's tired. And so he goes off outside of Israel into the place of Tyre, into Gentile territory, where he's hoping he will not get noticed. He can take a break from the children that he's supposed to be tending to. And here comes this woman. Falls down at his feet and begs. And his response, you know, it's a tough response in the Gospels when all of the commentators bend over backwards to try to rationalize what he's done. Well, he says, he doesn't call her a dog, he calls her a little puppy. Doesn't help. He's testing her, or he's winking when he says this thing, right? Which is just, that makes it worse to me, right? I mean, in fact, Richard Swanson, who's a great interpreter of scripture, he gathers actors to play out these scenes, right? And he tells the story of how they did the scene. He and his actors doing this thing, and it's just not really, there's not any juice in it. There's no life in it, right? And somebody comes up with this idea, well, maybe Jesus was winking at her, and, you know. And so they said, oh, let's play it that way. And so the actor plays it that way, you know, like it's not right for to give the children's food to the dogs. And the actress who's playing the woman, this is all impromptu, right? They're just given permission to do whatever they feel like as actors they want to do. And the woman who's playing this woman, the Syrophoenician woman, stands up and she smacks Jesus across the face. And Swanson reports, that's when the story opened up. Right? That's really, there's no getting around. This is really offensive. And so, what's going on here? What has happened? Well, of course Jesus is tired. Of course he's exhausted. Of course he's trying to take a little vacation, and but really, the other thing that's going on here is that the great rabbi just found another rabbi. The great teacher has been taught by this woman. And she is saying, yeah, but even the crumbs from the children's table falls down to the dogs. I'll take that. I'll take that. I know that this is there's a real important sense in which this is not Jesus testing her or winking at her, all that stuff. I want to tell you why I know this exactly. I mean, before we get into the other stuff about the rabbi teaching the rabbi, I just want to say this. When I was just starting in my first call, I was in my first call for 2 years, and the president of the council came up to me and he said, I need to talk to you. And I said, okay. And he says,